Life is life a mountain railroad with an end journey that's brave. We must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. What's a curse? The fields and tunnels never falter, never fail. Keep your head upon the throttle and your ride.
Well, I guess we're back on the air there. The song quit. So this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And let's talk about Rappert's case. Filed in a mandamus. Mandamus is where the judge has no discretion. It's called a statute. If the statute is unambiguous, the judge has no discretion. When Rappert filed in this thing, before he even got back to us, about, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours back to Otter Tail, they already had a copy. Must have lit a fire under somebody, right? Well, what's one of the statutes that they tried in his? They said they wanted to go in. The Court of Appeals in Minnesota said, we are going to relax the rules and make a mandamus an appeal. Why would they want to do that? Well, let's see. If Senek, Judge Senek, doesn't allow the term definitions, when you go up on appeal, you have to get it in the record. And they limit what's in the record. Oh, golly gee whiz. Isn't that just frickin' damn special? Well, it's not in the record. We can't see it. Yeah, because you wouldn't allow me to have it in there. Really? Oh, this is a nice game we're playing here. How can you relax the rules? Look at the case. It was the rules on an attorney. Who in the hell cares about attorney rules? Because the other one, the writ, if there are facts in support of where the judge has no discretion, called a statute, especially an unambiguous statute, that judge is mandated to follow it as written. But, of course, Judge Senek can't do that. Hauser couldn't do it, the prosecutor. And the people that testified are dumber than a damn rock, including the state people. What's one of the statutes that's a killer? You see, what did they rely upon? Well, I, Leitch, L-E-I-T-C-H, I did an audit. Wait a minute, where did you get the authority to audit federal income taxes? Because, you see, you can't fill out a form for Minnesota because on the first one says you got to have a federal income tax from a 1040. But there's no 1040. Rappert even had a IRS said, well, we don't have made a determination that you owe any money yet. Oh, we'll just ignore all that. So where's your authority to audit? You see, under the chief counsel stuff, which I got out of Westlaw, they can do substitute for returns, but all of those are all nonsense because they don't put them in the Federal Register. They just, you can blow them out of the water big time. That's what won the very first case of McAlpine's in 2014. We put that in, and that attorney was smart enough to say, well, I think we're going to pack up and go home. Our books and records, we don't want to play with Mr. McAlpine, James McAlpine, no more. And we found out in John Thornton's case, the rest of it, because that chief counsel notice is only good in tax court. It can't see the light of day in a court that even pretends to be constitutional. And the attorney said so. Right in open court. Oh, that's over, all right over there, but it can't be here. It doesn't mean anything over here. Well, wait a minute. How can you use a substitute for a return? Chief counsel noticed the head duck. He said he's the chief law enforcement officer. Wilkins is his name. And what he says doesn't mean diddly squat. Tax court is only, there's no judicial determination. Look at it right out of the Supreme Court, right out of a case out of D.C. There's no judicial determination. So why in the hell would I go there? I went through all these to test them, to get the evidence. Got it. So what's the statute that Sinek didn't want to talk about? Now, they gave it to us, when I say us, I'm not attorney, by the way, or counselor. They gave it to Richard. They gave him this stuff in discovery. Did they even read their own stuff? It says you got to have a federal tax liability before there's a state. And then they gave this statute. 289A.35. 289A.35. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income. Whoa, wait a minute here. Let's see. Stenick tried to say, well, you don't have to be a taxpayer. Got around and filled it out, but he didn't file it. He just filled it out, but didn't send it in. But then he's still liable to use it on the Minnesota. I mean, is this guy smoking some good stuff? Is there anything about this that's unambiguous? The commissioner may audit and adjust what? What's the thing? The taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income doesn't say anybody else can do it. That's as plain as it'll ever get. That's unambiguous. They don't want to talk about it. Items of federal tax preferences and blah, blah, blah. If a return has been filed, the commissioner shall enter the liability reported on the return and may take any audit or investigation that is considered necessary. If a return has been filed, there was no return. You see, this is why they charge in the federal and the state a penalty. Why, there's no law. There is a law. It's called withholding agent, 7701A16, for non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, foreign organization. It's the constitutional. It's absolutely true. But there's no law. It's a return. They want the return. You have to have volunteered. And there's a penalty if you don't volunteer, because guess what? There's no damn freaking law that says I got to do it. So we charge you with a penalty statute. Well, how do I get out of a penalty if there's no law? This is what I found in, let me bring that case up here, to get into a constitutional court, the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And let me find it here. I haven't found it yet. The reason why, because guess what? The case, and it was 1963 when the Federal United States Court of Claims, it was an Article III court then, 1963. I'm hearing noise here. Are we going to break or something? What am I hearing here? Huh. Yeah, we better. I guess I'm hearing stuff here. Let's reconnect here. Okay. Okay, we're back here. I don't know what was going on there. I found this case. You see, they made it very difficult to figure this out, because this case is Pittman and Sons versus United States. The United States, by the way. You see, this is one of the things we've got in Randy Kirkendall's case up there, is because, you see, when he was being prosecuted criminally, he was United States of America. When they come after him, reduced the judgment to foreclose, it was United States of America. When they inadvertently sent it to the Fifth Circuit, it was United States of America. We filed it into the United States, into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. United States of America has got no business. That is a sovereign body politic. We got it in two cases. That's Congress. I got it in two complaints. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Well, sure to hell, who could that be? It's Congress. So that's one of the things they're chewing on right now. We filed it into, and I say we, Randy, filed it into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals as the United States. In the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals and in the Federal Court of Claims, you see the United States. You don't see that in these other appellate courts. So, in this case, finally found a key. They're talking about this, and this is in 317F2D. 366, 317 F2D 366, or 161, and it's Court of Claims, CT period CL period 701, 161, CT period CL period 701, 1963. They let the cat out of the bag of what the deal is. They said here, the very question is whether the plaintiff was a volunteer lies in the heart of this case, regardless of whether the action given a label of tax refund or contract. It's all about, did he volunteer? They go on to, at the onset, we're faced with a technical dichotomy between contracts implied in fact and contracts implied in law. So what does that mean? Implied in fact means both sides get a benefit. And there's liabilities and obligations on both sides. Implied in law means I am volunteering for a benefit. What are some implied in law contracts? A Form 1040, a credit card. I apply, I want to use their credit. They then take my signature, use their credit, and then they sell it and turn it into money. This is the same thing with a loan from the bank. I signed up for to use their credit with my signature, they turn around and sell it, discount it, and turn it into money. That's why all of a sudden when you usually you buy a house, next thing you know, you're paying money to somebody else because they've taken your signature with their credit and turned it into money. So it says here, at the onset, we are faced with the technical dichotomy between contracts implied in fact, same as an express contract, and contracts implied in law, like credit cards, 1040s, and that. It has been said that this court has no jurisdiction to render judgment in the latter. It's called an implied in law contract. That means they can't touch 1040s. Under the traditional concept, a contract implied in fact is a real contract. In the usual sense, although there may have been no actual worded agreement, it is drawn out by the trier of fact when the circumstances warrant him to conclude, particularly from the conduct of the parties, that there exists the legal equivalent of mutual consent. In other words, a contract implied in fact is a promise implied by the law. By way of contrast, a contract implied in law is an obligation imposed by the law. Okay, now we're getting to the real magic words here. We're getting to it. If the defendant, under the obligation from the ties of natural justice, ties of natural justice, to refund, the law implies a debt and gives this action founded in equity of the plaintiff's case as it were upon a contract. And they cite Moses versus McFarland, 97 English 676 King's Bench 1760. 1760. They go on, the, and then cries of natural justice, in quotation marks, of which he spoke Do not, however, impose an obligation for the protection of a mere volunteer. As Lord Mansfield saw it, a contract implied in law is neither a contract nor tort, but a third category entirely different in nature. So, you have to impose, if there is a debt, there's got to be an obligation. There's got to be a contract. If you're coming after me, there's got to be something. Inequity. There's ties of natural justice. You can't say there's a debt if I didn't volunteer. This is the door. And if the United States Federal Circuit Court of Appeals holds this, and the other side should have filed by now, and they haven't said anything. They've been very, very quiet. Because we brought more up against them in Randy Kirkendall's case. The case number in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, I've got to post it yet, is 17-1713. 17-1713, Federal Circuit in the Randy Kirkendall. If this case holds like it should, this is the first case ever in the Constitutional Court. Katie, bar the door. Because if you don't volunteer, we send a letter to these IRS people or the state. Because, you see, the state is acting, like in Rappert's case, they are acting as an agent, de facto agent, because they made a determination of federal income tax. And in the fictional world, only the substitute for return folks can do it for a citizen of the United States. Chief Counsel notice. You got to have all three forms. And then we can blow those out of the water because they're so sloppy. One of the forms they're not published in the Federal Register, so they don't have any force and effect of law to begin with. But they don't even use the updated forms, or that sloppy, because nobody ever takes them on. It took me some time to research out those forms with Westlaw. And if you don't have Westlaw or Lexis, you have no chance. You're just peeing on the wind. Give up. Surrender. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, trying to wake people up. And we're leading the charge, because I tell you one thing, you do not win a football game by sitting on the bench. This is really an important issue. Ties of natural justice. There must be, if there is a debt, there's got to be an obligation. There's got to be a bona fide contract by the conduct of the parties. Ties of natural justice. There is no law that says I got to do it. Well, then how in the hell does you have a debt and an obligation? Somebody's lying to somebody. How will the average person find this? I'm not going to do it. It's been known for years, decades. There's no law that requires me to file a Form 1040. I didn't even hear it for a long time. I found it. I was shocked when I found out it's an implied in law contract. The other side doesn't have to do a dang thing. How come none of this is ever brought up? Imagine going into a criminal trial and say, is this not an implied in law contract here? What benefit do I get? You're going to put me in jail for not signing up for a benefit. Let's see, we got a country club over here, and if I don't sign up for that country club, you're going to put me in jail and support it? That's the same type of logic. Why is nobody doing this? I don't know. I would think that people would have heard this, that got criminal prosecution, would be looking, maybe they're looking into some of this stuff. I don't know. I got six attorneys that I'm forwarding this stuff to. One of them is very well known, which I will not put his name out there. Why is nobody using this stuff? I don't know. Attorneys can't use it. Probably because they'll get disbarred or whacked. Imagine going into a criminal IRS trial and you have all these terms. They use all these different terms. And you say objection, foundation. Supreme Court has held this is a means. Exclusive use of that term. It's got to be on the record. This person does not have a freaking clue what the hell they're testifying to. I am not a taxpayer. I can't be a withholding agent. You set them up. Individual. Well, who's an individual? I'm not an individual. I've got to be a citizen of the United States. And under 18 U.S.C. 911, the guy gave me, that's a felony. If I claim it and can't prove it. Well, how do I prove I'm a citizen of the United States? Because I said so? Oh! I'm Elvis Presley! Yay! I did it under penalties of perjury. So I'm Elvis Presley now? How ludicrous is this? I don't know what to say.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better. I can...
Okay, we're back here. I got another case. Not really, really interesting. See where this puppy goes. It's Zachary Gunnick. He's out of Minnesota. The case number is 0-16-CV Civil 3995. 0-16-CV 3995. People that I'm going to be publishing this to, I just haven't been so doing so much stuff here. There's quite a few things that we can go after. Now, there's one of the cases is this Mosby, this gal that was a prosecutor, black prosecutor up there, and she went after black and white cops up in Baltimore, and she got her clock cleaned. They had bench trials, by the way. Somebody's really smart that's helping those cops. One of them, I think, had a trial by jury, and I think they didn't drop the last one. They went after her, and there are ways to go after prosecutors. I've read through it once, and it was so amazing. I was just shocked. I got to sit down and study it, and that case is still going on. So I want to use it in Rappert's case to go after Hauser. And we've got it here in this Gunnick's case because he was his dad had a foreclosure, and of course they come and took his stuff. But this Zach had about $250,000 worth of property there, his personal private property, sitting on that land. And they said he forfeited it and abandoned it. Abandoned is knowingly, and they said, no, just sue us, the gal that was right. She's an IRS agent. Just sue me. So we are. One of the things that I got from Trey Gowdy, he's a smart prosecutor, boy. I love to listen to that guy talk. He is sharp. Is spoliation of evidence. Spoliation is a destruction or significant alteration of evidence, or a failure to preserve property for another's use as evidence in pending or reasonably forcible litigation. A duty to preserve the evidence because he knew or should have known that the litigation was imminent or other party was prejudiced by the destruction of evidence. They withhold evidence. They elicit evidence that's false, that they know is false. Because just like in Rappert's case, this guy, I'm a withholding agent. He's a taxpayer. Wait a minute, what's a taxpayer? Rappert started off in the very beginning. What's a taxpayer? They let an IRS or a Minnesota flunky said, oh, well, a taxpayer is somebody that meets the thing of income. Wait a minute, income is not defined in the IRS code, folks. Income, with other words, is the word income is not defined. It has no meaning. I saw that in this case up here in Alaska. I can't wait to get my hands on this transcript. Income is money. They did that in Thornton's case, this inquisitor, IRS agent in the books and records. Income is money. Wait a minute. How in the hell did you make that determination? That Judge Hannon down in Texas, 25 states, took on theft. You cannot make rules without going through the Federal Register in the administrative state. And they upheld it. Because you see, in the administrative state, they get around and have all three branches of government put together, prescribe law, and they adjudicate it and interpret it. That's the Administrative Procedures Act for citizens of the United States, the fictional guy. That's right in the damn Congress. So one of the issues is spoliation of evidence in Gunnick's case. Another one is this gal was out of another state. Well, we got a problem here is diversity of citizenship. Who the hell was she? I don't know. Beats the heck out of me. And we got a sheriff there. He is supposed to enforce the laws of Minnesota for citizens of Minnesota. And he sat there and did nothing. He's supposed to not allow Gunnick's property to be stolen by people that don't have the authority to do it. Did he not know that this would land, that this was this property of Gunnick's was not abandoned? Of course he knew. He was right there. We're going to see where this goes. I don't know. Nobody's ever done this diversity of citizenship either stuff. Because the bottom line is, if you are in diversity of citizenship, you can be a citizen of the United States and not be domiciled anywhere. And you have to bring in the state of Minnesota. Why do we have to bring in the state of Minnesota in these cases? They are acting. It says Congress shall enforce. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, well, we're back here. Is this starting to sound like the Land of Oz? I mean, what is real here? Is there any doubt that we got a problem here in this country? I'm concerned, obviously, with some of the choices that Trump is making up there in the District of Columbia, some of the people he's getting around him, especially some of the Jewish folks. I don't know what to do, but he's the best hope we got. So I'm definitely not going to abandon him, but I'm sure that's going to let him know I'm not in favor of some of the things he's doing. That's one of the things that people, I think, make a mistake, and they get somebody, and they say, well, he did this, so I'm just going to abandon him. Whoa, wait a minute here. Nobody's perfect. And maybe he has reasons for doing something. He's got an IQ of 154, so he's not stupid. So I don't know. I'm going to just have to wait and follow it out. I know one thing, if we'd have got Hillary Clinton in there, this country had been done. We'd be in civil war or a world war by now. So anyway, this is really a case to watch. The answers are due on some of them towards the end of April. They've just been served. And so that case is 0-16-CV-3995. Nobody's ever taken up the citizen diversity of citizens of the United States. with the citizen of the several states. They've argued about the citizen of the several states, but wait a minute, we don't even have a government of them. You go to all these states, they always have citizens of the United States somewhere. Ours up here, driver's license, I tried to get, I didn't change that form. I wanted to get them to deny it right there when I was there, and they wouldn't do it. I changed it, scratched it out right there with her watching. I said, well, I'm not a citizen of the United States. I'm a citizen of Alaska. You got a problem with that? Not a problem. Isn't that amazing? In Alaska, driver's license, one step. The next thing on it, the next statute goes right to the voter registration in D.C., the District of Columbia, that I'm a citizen of the United States. Now, that's really strange. Because you see, the definition of a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector in the District of Columbia, in the code. So we got another citizen of the United States sitting underneath. And the, quote, 14th Amendment, of course, can't apply to the District of Columbia. Because you see, it's only against state and state actions or state actors. There are none in D.C. So the 14th, quote, 14th protection doesn't apply there. Isn't that amazing? But yet they put all these United States District Courts all together in 1948 based on the Territorial Court of Hawaii, judicial power of the District Court, and the revisor statutes that had come out of the Territory of Hawaii. Do you think that might be a problem? That also is in Randy Kirkendall's case, because it was established practice. Really? I didn't realize that the Constitution of the United States and the laws of the United States could be overcome by established practice. This sounds more like that legal realism baloney. We don't do the fork. We just make it up as we go. And we, the people, are so stupid. And we are. Because we're not taught any of this stuff. I guarantee you. We're not taught any of it. We're taught, fill out the form. And I don't even want to know how many forms I filled out. Do I understand them? Nope. How many vehicles did I sign my name to? And I even got it notarized where I gave away the property. It's a real simple thing to give away all right, title, and interest. It's a simple attorney. In fact, if I'd have just taken the time to have read it, I should have wised up. Why would they want it to be notarized? My signature? Right, title, and interest. Why would I do that? Never read a damn word of anything on all the stuff I ever bought. New stuff. That'd bring you all kinds of it. When I went to Wasilla, they didn't want to give me that stuff. I talked to a lawyer and I said, well, I'll just get around and said, I'm retired. I'm going to put out here a sign out here that you guys are doing something illegal in here. They decided to give me all the stuff. And then when I got it, I called up the financial guy, finally got a hold of him. He says, how did you get a hold of that? Well, you guys gave it to me. Yep. He knew. Why would I want to abandon my creator and inalienable rights and law of the land and my citizenship, the right to own property, the right to be a man or a woman? Why would I want to do that? That is a really a good question, because I don't know any better. Now, what? Oh, by the way, before I forget, I saw a really good movie, Case for Christ. Interesting movie, based on a true story, about, well, I won't give away the story, you're going to have to watch, but his wife had something, they had something happen, and she started going to church, and she got to believing in it and could feel it, and her husband was a atheist, basically. He's a journalist, and unless it was facts, he wasn't going to go, and he went out to disprove there was no cry, there was no crucifixion. And he changed, he couldn't, he found out that it did happen. And he converted over, and he became a preacher, and his family. It's an amazing story. It's I want to read the book. I just downloaded the book, but A Case for Christ. It was a good movie. And he couldn't disprove. He proved that there was a crucifixion. But that's with facts. He said, and he went to all different types of people, higher up people, to try to disprove it, and he couldn't do it. And but he had the, because I got another thing interwoven in there about a guy that was tried for murder. And we get hung up on these predistribution or predisposition things of what we think we know that's not so. This is why it's so difficult anymore. So just like in Syria, the gassing. Did it really happen? I don't know. I don't have a clue. Because it makes no sense of anybody to gas civilians. I don't know. Assad, I think we're on the wrong side there. I am against what Trump's doing, but that's neither here nor there. So we got to do what we can, and what can I say? We just have to hang in there and keep fighting for the truth. The thing that bothers me, too, about this thing about Israel is the promise was not made to Israel. It was not made to Israel. It was made in Galatians. And it says that he that believes that in the Christ, the promise that was done to the seed of Abraham gets that promise. And I never had that. I've never, ever can remember having that taught in church. And I went through Lutheran church and all that stuff. And I just, I don't know. It boggles the mind why this stuff is, the truth is somehow, I don't know, it's like all these people that go to church. They all want to be citizens of the United States. They don't have a frickin' damn clue what it is. You've sold your soul to be under the devil, a liar, because it's a lie. You've given away your inalienable rights, and you go in there and you give money, and then the money is written off, so you really didn't give anything. I do remember Christ sowing people out of the money changers, and that's what's happening inside of these churches. It's money changing. Why don't we know about that? I don't have a clue. They are really good at doing what they do. But we'll get around and say, wait, we're wising up, and we're taking these guys on, and we are going to find out what the deal is here. Because I cannot wait to see what the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals actually does. I don't know. I just don't know what the answer is. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with this. Anyways, getting back to the thing, the whole crux of this issue is, do we know who we are? Nope. What we think we know, the 13th and 14th and 15th Amendments and on up, they're talking about citizens of the United States. I thought in the 16th I'd found some words, but I went in my Constitution, so I went on the, I got some misinformation here somewhere on the internet, but anyway, everything from the 13th up is about citizens of the United States, and it only can be enforced by Congress. Well, that's a killer. How do these states prosecute you being a citizen of the United States? Why do we have juries only of a citizen of the United States? Why is the only people able to vote as a citizen of the United States? How can the state act as on behalf of Congress? How does that happen? We're going to find out. We're going to learn some stuff from Gunning's case. And we're also going to learn something from that they don't want us to know about that we put into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. See, there was something there, and that's one of the things that you get out of the Westlaw is you get access to the congressional some of these congressional reports, Senate and House reports, and some of those are really enlightening. I'm getting stuff out of the congressional record, too. See, that's not available to the general public because we're on a need to know and we don't need to know. But I'm working on that. We're getting there. Let me just say that. It is going to happen. So in 82 is when this came up here. Let me find it here. About... this was an amazing thing, and it's, I've talked about it before, Senate Report 96-304, and it was done August 3rd, 1979. And we filed that in Randy's case, to see what they'll do. Because, you see, they wanted to take his case back to the Fifth Circuit. So the first question is, how does that DOJ have standing to be a citizen of the United States, or a United States of America, to put him in jail, take his property, and in the Fifth Circuit, well, we go to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, and we don't, it's not United States of America no more. This guy from the DOJ signs up, oh, I'm here representing the United States now. Just the United States, not United States of America. Now, wait a minute, which is it? You see, after they did the repeal in 1913, from 1913 before, from 1776 or 1789, it was always the United States or United States was a real party of interest. From 1913 to 1917, it went to United States of America because Congress had, because the Senate had no standing and we the people had no standing, so there's no party to the contract. That made United States of America, Congress, a sovereign body politic. That's the game they played. And it's about words. So anyway, we get down to this, and this was amazing. We filed this into this court. I don't know what they're going to do with this. They created the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. To fill a void, it says here, in the judicial system expressing an appellate forum capable of exercising nationwide jurisdiction over appeals in the area of law where Congress determined there's a special need for nationwide uniformity. Really? This bill creates an Article 3 court. Whoa! Actually says so. Similar instruction to the structure of the other 11 Circuit Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit differs from the other Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, however, its jurisdiction is defined in terms of subject matter rather than geography. That's a killer. We're supposed to have subject matter jurisdiction before you can enter into a court and personal jurisdiction. Of course, they get us personal. Well, you showed up. There's ways around that, but subject matter jurisdiction. Now, the other one is geography. We just found a court sitting out here. Wait a minute, geography? The same court is all this geography nonsense. And the geography is anywhere within any of the United States possessions, territories. So wait a minute here. The federal courts under Article 3, Section 2, are limited to cases and controversies exercising the judicial power of the United States. They are not. Those Article 3, Section 2, cannot exist except within the several states. The one in the District of Columbia is different. The ones out in the territories are different. Those are Article 4. Can we prove this? Of course. Go to 28 U.S.C. 132. Judicial power of the district court. What does that mean? That is a definition. Or an inquisitor. And the revised thing says established practice, and that particular authority came out of the territory of Hawaii. I'm making this stuff up. So they're chewing on that one. Like I say, we have not got a response. They go on to this saying here, a decision in one of the 11 regional courts is not binding on any of the others. As a result, the federal judicial system lacks the capacity, short of the Supreme Court, to provide reasonable, quick, and definitive answers to legal questions of nationwide significance. When did they change all that nonsense? See, back in 1890, they created the Court of Appeals. In 1911, they said, oh, you know, the Circuit Court of the United States since 1789? That was the appellate court. We don't need that puppy no more. We're going to change it to the Court of Appeals. It's 1911. They also put it actually in the code. The judicial power of the appellate court, Circuit Court of the United States, and we are going to transfer to the District Court of the United States, the lower court. Well, that seems a little, do you see a problem here? Wait, well, what happened to the appellate court that's constitutional? That was the first thing, 1911. Now, we put this whole thing in, and how many pages is it? It's 42 pages, this whole sentence. We put that into the record in Randy's case. That court up there is an Article 3 court. Senate said so. Back in a minute.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Richard in New Hampshire, you got a question or comment?
Yeah, I want to make a comment about what happened last week there with Trump. You know, Ralph, I was a I was a Trump supporter from the beginning, but I'll tell you what. You know, I mean, I think, you know, he's playing with a loaded deck if he's going to follow these neocon Republicans and the neocon Democrats, these warmongers out there. You know, I'm looking at this thing. I'm a Vietnam vet. I served from 65 to 71. But I'm looking at this, that he's totally out of control on this one. Because if you, let's harken back to 2013. 2013, Assad, well, he was supposed to have gassed his people back then. Remember that? And that's when Obama drew the red line in the sand.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Basically what happened in the, Ralph, the United Nations went in there. They took soil samples and different things like that. And they came out and they said, no, Assad had nothing to do with that. It was the Syrian rebels that gassed those people, and they blamed it on Assad. And I'm looking at it this way. If they did it once, Ralph, don't you think they're going to try and do it again? And
well, use of course. Why would he do it? Because he had no reason to.
That's right. He had no reason to do that. And let me tell you something else about what people don't understand about Assad. He's an ophthalmologist. The guy is a doctor. He's a surgeon,
right,
for crying out loud.
Right.
And not only that, but he came out, Ralph, and he said to Monsanto, no, you are not bringing in GMO, genetically modified foods. You're not bringing Franken foods in here. You're not bringing in, Roundup, which has glyphosate, which if you get it on you, it's carcinogen. You can get cancer from that. He said no. Now, why would a guy who wants to kill all his people say to, you know, Monsanto, Ralph, you're not bringing these Franken foods to my country?
I agree with you. So the question becomes, we've got a major problem up there, and Trump is, I don't know why he did what he did. If he's relying on that deep state, they're liars, man. You can't trust the damn thing they say.
I'll give you another one here. You remember before we went into Iraq, right? We had that girl that went in front of Congress, and she was crying and saying that the Royal Guard, what they did, and went in the hospitals, they threw the babies out of the incubators.
Yep.
They were taking the incubators back to Iraq, right? And she cried and cried and cried in front of Congress, and come to find out, she was the daughter of the ambassador of Kuwait. And not only that, but the Bush administration, what they did is they took out $10 million in ads to start this war in Iraq.
Yep.
$10 million the Bush family spent on ads. Yep. Now, why would they spend...
Hey, let me stop here because I want to give one more caller here, and I only got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
But you're right
anyways,
on.
That's the truth. All right.
I know. Jim in North Carolina, you got about 2 minutes, maybe.
The concept killing the kids thing, and I don't know what's going on either, but something's not right here. They show pictures of people hosing off these kids that have had the sarin gas thing. The people that are hosing them off and treating them do not have any protective equipment on. And if you have been exposed to sarin gas, it comes through your skin. If you touch somebody who has had a sarin gas exposure, you can get it. You can die. So that picture is bogus. There's something wrong with it, Ralph.
I agree. And see, that's a scary thing because I'm not going to abandon Trump.
Yeah.
Not at all, because he's the only hope we got. But I'm sure as hell going to raise Cain because somebody has pulled the wool over his eyes or something. I don't know. I have an answer.
Yeah, something's going on. Yeah, thanks.
But you're right. I'm just like Richard. There's something rotten in Denmark here because Assad was not doing that to his own people. It just never happened. I don't have proof of it, but it's wag the dog, wag the tail, the type of nonsense. You've seen too much of this stuff, and you can't believe it. See, the first thing, what's the logic? Why kill civilians? It's got to be political. Well, if it's political, then why in the hell would Assad do it? That's dumber than a rock. Why would he do that? He's not that stupid. God. So, anyway, watch out for them citizens of the United States. Watch out for the federalists, and we will see you next Sunday, God willing. And get on my list, by the way, if you want to see some of this stuff. Ralph at AlaskaMinuteman.com.
Good night, sweetheart.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.